Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, November 13th. I'm Mark Daniels. We will start with college basketball and the Wisconsin Badgers and Marquette Golden Eagles, both with home games on Tuesday night. 21st-ranked Wisconsin taking on number 8 Florida, a rematch from a game in Gainesville last year in which the Gators ran the Badgers right out of the Sunshine State. Different story, though, last night. Even though the Badgers fell behind 16-4, Sam Decker, the sophomore from Sheboygan Lutheran, hit back-to-back threes to kind of ignite the charge. Badgers pushed in front and held off the Gators for a 59-53 victory. Decker wound up with 16 points. Trayvon Jackson added 13 as Wisconsin off to a 2-0 start. Number 17 Marquette dominated Grambling State at the Bradley Center 114-71. Chris Otule with 17 points led 8 Golden Eagles in double figures. Marquette also 2-0 out of the gate. At the United Center in Chicago, big pair of showdown games. Number 2 Michigan State taking on number 1 Kentucky, and the Spartans get the win 78-74. Keith Appling with 22 points and 8 assists. Julius Randle led the Wildcats with 27. Appling says that's a nice win, yeah, but it is awfully early.
Obviously, coming in tonight, we knew that it was a very big game, you know, so that's just the way we approached it. You know, but at the same time, it's still early in the season, and we still have opportunity to get better. So, like I said, it's a great win, but at the same time, we didn't accomplish anything tonight. So still a long season ahead of us, and we still got to continue to get better.
In the nightcap, it was number 6 Kansas beating number 4 Duke 94-83. Coming out party for a pair of outstanding freshmen. Jabari Parker led all scores with 27 for the Blue Devils, and freshman Andrew Wiggins topping Kansas with 22. Wiggins said he enjoyed the match with Parker, but really from the team perspective.
The hype was big. I seen it all over TV. I just tried to block it out, but because I know our names on the jersey don't say Parker and Wiggins. It says Kansas and Duke. At the end of the day, one team's going to win. It's not one player's going to win. It's the whole team.
And Kansas gets it done. Number 3 Louisville, the defending champion at home, beat Hofstra 97-69. Seventh-ranked Syracuse rolled Fordham 89-74. It was number 9 Michigan beating South Carolina State 93-59. 10th-ranked Ohio State, a 79-69 winner over the Ohio Bobcats. Indiana, also a win, but barely, 73-72 over LIU Brooklyn. UCLA, ranked number 24, beat Oakland out of the Horizon League 91-60. Now to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks were in Miami to take on the champion Heat, and LeBron James just too much. 33 points for James, and that was the margin of victory. 118-95, the final. James says we're able to get out and run on the Bucks.
As great as we've been offensively, we haven't been great in transition, fast break points this season. So it's good to get on open court, you know, get some easy buckets, and you know, and be able to electrify the crowd, you know, for a couple of plays.
Gary Neal and John Henson led the Bucks with 18 apiece, but head coach Larry Drew's Bucks have now dropped 3 out of 4.
I think we closed it within 8 at one point, but they seem to turn the defense up. You know, we turned the ball way, you know, just turned the ball over too many times. Just in a building like this, in an atmosphere like this, you got to be better at taking care of the basketball. We just we turned it over just way too many times.
Milwaukee stays in Florida for a game against the Orlando Magic on Wednesday night. Elsewhere, Golden State beat Detroit 113-95. They led by 19 after the first quarter. Steph Curry with 25. Dallas Mavericks a 105-95 win over the Washington Wizards. Dirk Nowitzki with 19 points, and that allowed him to pass the legend Jerry West into 16th place on the all-time NBA scoring list.
Yeah, I mean, he was obviously a little before my time, but, you know, I love the history of the game and, you know, watched plenty of games, watched him shoot. I mean, he's really the first guy to have a pure, really pure jump shot like that. I mean, it was, so, yeah, he's the man, he's clutch, and he's the logo.
Yep, his likeness adorns the NBA logo. And the LA Lakers, the team West played for, beat the New Orleans Pelicans 116-95. On the ice, Buffalo Sabres get by the LA Kings 3-2 in a shootout. It was the Islanders 3, the Predators 1. New Jersey Devils over the New York Rangers 3-2. Washington gets a 14th goal from Alex Ovechkin in overtime to beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-3. Carolina gets by Colorado 2-1. Tampa Bay, a winner over the the Montreal Canadiens 2-1 in a shootout. Philadelphia Flyers blanked the Ottawa Senators 5-0. Steve Mason with 24 saves. It was Winnipeg 3, Detroit 2 in a shootout. Florida gets by Anaheim 3-2. Phoenix Coyotes over the St. Louis Blues 3-2 in overtime. Game-winning goal from Oliver Ekman-Larsson.
Oh, great feeling. It's always fun to score goals, and like this kind of game was a weird game. We didn't have many chances, but we won the game.
San Jose Sharks get by the Calgary Flames 3-2 in overtime. Brad Stewart with the game-winning goal. On the Green Bay Packer front, Matt Flynn is officially in the fold. The former draft choice for the Packers, re-signed by general manager Ted Thompson on Tuesday. Seneca Wallace placed on injured reserve. His season is over after injuring his groin on Sunday against the Eagles. That allowed Scott Tolzien to take over, and he will be the starting quarterback for the Packers when they meet the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Flynn will be the healthy backup. Head coach Mike McCarthy expecting, after a full week of practice, a better day of execution for Tolzien.
I do. I expect that with Scott. I mean, I just expect, you know, the ability to get the footwork right, throw to the receivers that he's going to be playing with in the game, as opposed to, you know, throwing to the other guys that he's been throwing to.
Other NFL notes, the Houston Texans have cut safety Ed Reed, an 8-time Pro Bowler with the Baltimore Ravens, and they also placed Arian Foster on injured reserve. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Dwayne Bowe, running afoul of the law, got caught for speeding over the weekend and also was found to be possessing marijuana. He was released on bail. And Major League Baseball announced their Managers of the Year on Tuesday. In the American League, it is Terry Francona of the Cleveland Indians, guided the Indians to a wild card playoff berth, and in the National League, Skipper of the Year, Clint Hurdle of the Pittsburgh Pirates, for guiding the Pirates into the postseason for the first time since 1992. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.